You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's talk about student debt. It's as American as milk that isn't milk. Millions of Americans are college graduates, which is great. College provides you job skills. It exposes you to new ideas. It gives you a friend named Chad who's like a brother. Even though he spilled bong water all inside your car. I love you, Chad, but you're a dick. But because America doesn't properly subsidize higher education like almost every other developed nation in the world, the number of Americans with student debt is higher now than ever before. And student debt is a lot like an STD. Yes, you can get it by accident in college, but then it follows you around for the rest of your life. And when I say the rest of your life, I mean it.
There is a ticking time bomb looming over the American economy. Nearly $2 trillion in student loans owed by 50 million borrowers. And this is not just a problem for younger Americans. Those over 50 years old have the fastest growing student loan debt burden of any age group.
40% of Americans 65 and older are in default, and Washington will collect by garnishing the Social Security of seniors in default. We met Serafina Galante on the campus of San Diego State. Galante had to pause making payments four times for various life problems. But the bigger issue, she got older. She can only work part-time. Her monthly payment, $176, is income-based and doesn't even cover the interest.
This is gonna follow you forever.
This will follow me to my grave.
Yeah, when you picture someone with student debt, you might think of the cost of girls, but you should be thinking of the cost of Golden Girls. Because 8 million borrowers over 50 hold nearly a quarter of all federal student debt. And the craziest thing is some of them are even having their Social Security checks garnished to pay it off. And by the way, when they say garnished, it means the money is taken out of the check, right? They're not putting a little parsley on the side of their checks to make it fancy. This is a terrifying situation to be in. It's embarrassing. I mean, you heard that woman. Her loans might follow her to her grave. That is disgusting. When you're on your deathbed, you shouldn't be thinking about college loans. You know, you should be thinking of, like, a cool deathbed confession that'll mess with your family when you're gone. You know, just be like, your real father is... Keep everybody guessing. The point is, America needs solutions to the student debt crisis. And it could be canceling student loans, it could be guaranteeing free education, you know, it could even be punishing colleges if their graduates can't get the jobs that pay their loans. Yeah. I think that's actually an interesting idea. Colleges would be like, oh, come on in, you'll get a job. And then what happens if you don't? If I was a college dean, I'd be a lot more concerned about my students getting jobs and graduating. If otherwise, I'd have to let them move in with me. Then people will be committed. Be like, damn it, Chad, you spilled bong water all over my fire. I love you, but you're a dick. Whatever the solution is, America cannot allow people to be so burdened by debt it follows them to the grave. Especially because it would make for a very awkward reading of the will.
Today, we'll be reading from the will of Stanley McCormick, who died at the age of 89 last month while having sex on a hot air balloon.
That's how he wanted to go.
Mr. McCormick has left instructions for the distribution of his estate. First, his life savings, all of which go to Brent.
I'm sorry, who?
Brent. He's the collection agent for your dad's student loans.
Sorry for your loss.
So dad was paying student loans for 60 years?
He just had 50 more years to go. Poor bastard.
Let's move on to the material assets. The car has been left to Brent.
I thought I was getting the Tercel.
The residence located at 110 Pine Lane, Brent.
Score.
The family china set, smuggled out of Poland at the dawn of World War II.
Don't say Brent.
Brent.
Come on, I don't even like china.
Brent, can we please have that one? It's really special to our family.
Don't worry, this is gonna bring the interest rate on his loan up to
7%. I'm sorry, it's going up to 7%?
Student loans are funny.
The antique watch, Brent. The pipe collection, Brent. The beloved banjo, Brent. Ski ball tickets, Brent. And finally, his grandchildren's drawings, Brent.
How are those gonna pay down his loans?
I turn this shit into an NFT.
And that covers everything. He did not do well in life.
That's for sure.
I didn't even know he went to college.
He did brag about it a lot.
So we get nothing?
Didn't you guys need granddad's stuff to pay off your student loans? Shut up.
Can I get a little help here? I got a heavy load.
There's one issue that all the major Democrats are talking about. Student debt.
It is one of the biggest issues right now on the campaign trail. Student loan debt affecting millions of Americans struggling to keep up with their payments.
This is a national crisis, student loan crisis.
Student loan debt is something we have got to deal with as a priority.
Elizabeth Warren is officially introducing a bill aimed at eliminating student debt for tens of millions of Americans.
Bottom line is we should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
I love Bernie so much, man. Huh?
This is straight time to hit the reset button.
Which, by the way, is always what it looks like he's doing when he speaks. You know, it's just
time to hit the reset, hit the reset button on the Wi-Fi, hit the reset button on student debt. We have to hit every button within arm's length, all the buttons, all of the buttons. Hit them all.
But yes, the Democratic candidates, led by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, are all proposing different ways to combat student debt. And the reason this is such a big issue is because America is drowning in student debt like never before.
This year, student loan debt reached an all-time high of $1.4 trillion. Nearly 70% of students had to take out loans to make it through college. On average, each student graduated about $30,000 in debt.
One of the things that makes student loan debt such a drag on the economy is that it's so hard to get rid of.
That's right. In many ways, student debt is the new herpes. Almost everybody has it. It stays with you your whole life, and eventually you're gonna have to tell your fiancé about it. You're like, so there's this thing I picked up in college. And here's the thing. Student debt isn't just a financial burden. It's also making it hard for people to grow up.
Nearly 50% of millennials have delayed buying a home or saving for retirement due to student loan debt. 17% have delayed getting married.
The amount of adults in their late 20s living with their parents or grandparents is the highest it has been in over 75 years.
Living with his parents in Verona, New Jersey is not what 23-year-old Anthony DeCandia envisioned after graduating from college last year. But then again, he didn't envision being $80,000 in student debt either.
Obviously, I love my family, I love the free food, and I love my dog, but I'm just ready to move on and live on my own.
Yeah, man, this kid is not special, he's not alone. Across the country, college grads are being forced to move back in with their parents because of crippling student debt. Even that dog, yeah. That dog wanted to move out, but he's still paying off loans from obedience school, yeah. Oh, who's a broke boy? Who's a broke boy? It's not real debt, calm down. You guys are like, oh, the debt of the dog. So, student debt is seriously hampering the lives of young people across the United States. But before you start rolling your eyes at these whiny millennials, remember, just like herpes, student debt doesn't discriminate by age.
Student loan debt is also crushing senior citizens. Americans 60 and over are carrying $86 billion in student loan debt.
Baby boomers are paying off student loans into their 60s, 70s, and beyond.
Because of student loans, we are literally driving tens of thousands of older Americans into poverty. They will literally seize your Social Security benefit.
Student loans are structured to be paid over a very long period of time. They have no statute of limitations, which means that they follow you. They can follow you till you die.
God damn. Student loans can follow you until you die? I mean, we hope that's where it stops. Oh, it would suck if you were still paying off your loans in heaven, you know? Jesus and Martin Luther King Jr. are like, hey, we're gonna go ride unicorns, you wanna come? And you're like, oh, I can't, I gotta work a shift at Blockbuster. Yeah. I mean, there's Blockbusters in heaven, that's where they are now. Miss you, Blockbuster. The point is, student debt is affecting everyone. Young people, old people, the village people. I mean, why do you think they were living at the YMCA? So whether you're a parent or a kid, there is a good chance that student debt is negatively affecting your quality of life. Because old people are losing Social Security and young adults are being forced to move back in. In fact, if something drastic doesn't change, it's going to reshape the American family forever. And it's going to reshape all of those family TV shows.
He can't afford his student loans. He's got no job. He moved back home. And now his entire family is screwed. Meet the debts.
Hey, Mom and Dad. I'm moving back home because I can't afford to pay my student loans.
Sonny, what's in this? A box of bowling balls?
My unpaid bills.
Up next, a surprising new bodily fluid you can sell for cash.
Mom, Dad, there's a weird guy in my room.
That's Pete.
You had to sublet your room to make ends meet.
No way, I want my own room.
You want to start paying rent?
Hey, Pete, I call top bunk.
Hey, I'm a school loan debt collector. Open the door. Hey, get over here. Come on.
Dad, what are you doing here? You're not the only one with student loan debt. Find your own damn spot. Stupid ass master's degree.
But one way to get out of this student loan debt.
Honey, don't. You know we can't afford the funeral.
You make a great point.
Hey, Dad. Thanks for selling your kidney to pay off my student loans.
It's nothing. I guess I love my kid more than my kidney.
Hope my guys are hungry.
Wait a minute, steak? How'd we pay for that?
Oh, we didn't. It's liver.
Here's this up.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Back in the day, you'd be watching TV, flipping the channels, and then you'd see an ad for one of those for-profit colleges. Be some dude in a T-shirt in the parking lot telling you to get your shit together. First off, how you gonna tell me to get my shit together? Your shirt ain't even got a collar, brother. Or worse, they'd level up after a little while and get Master P's son to rap to us about education.
Say ICDC.
Call it ICDC College.
I say ICDC. I'm so ICDC.
College.
Do you like reading and shit? I think that's the first time a dude lost a rap battle to himself. But the thing is, people who graduated from these for-profit schools are often drowning in debt or end up with a degree that nobody respects. The fact is, if you want a degree somebody respects, oh, you gotta get you one of these, baby. This is my actual college degree, broadcast journalism, bitches, from a four-year institution. Florida A&M, four-year institution. None of that parking lot bullshit. Cost me about $60,000. Should have been $45,000, but I flunked a year of school because I skipped school during midterms to open for Tommy Davidson. True story. And you know what I love? This thing I love about college degrees. You ever notice when you get a college degree, your parents always want you to take a picture with them. Like, they be cheesing, super. Look at my mama. Look at my mama. My mama's smiling harder than me, you know? She's been in higher education for almost four decades, so you know she's happy about the degree. And I'm smiling too. To be fair, I'm smiling, but the only reason I'm smiling is because I ain't seen the invoice yet. But now, the once exalted four-year college degree is starting to feel a lot like the parking lot education. It's no wonder that people are starting to doubt the whole thing.
More and more Americans are asking themselves, is a college degree still worth it?
For high school senior Rains Lucas, his biggest challenge isn't getting into his dream schools. It's paying for them.
It's just not sensible to go somewhere and take on hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Many top executives are questioning the purpose of a college degree, including Elon Musk.
There's no need even to have a college degree.
Oh, okay.
At all.
Listen. You know it's bad when the dude who bought Twitter says college is a bad investment. That's one of mine. Take a second. $44 billion. Oh, yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that was a good joke. Now, we've talked about abolishing the police and abolishing prisons, but I think it's time to ask an honest question. Is it time to abolish college? We'll try to answer it in another installment of Long Story Short. Yes. There are a lot of problems with college. We can just say that off the top. There's a lot of problems with college. You got annoying roommates. You got unfair professors. Sometimes after a night of underage drinking, a bunch of Jamaican nightclub owners decide to pull a gun on you after a small disagreement over a cover charge to get in their establishment. Also a true story. But one of the main problems in recent years is that college has gotten way too expensive. From the time Prince had his ass cheeks out until when Megan Thee Stallion had her ass cheeks out, which is about 40 years, the average cost of a college education has risen nearly 500%. It's gotten so expensive that American kids need to flee the country just to get an education.
With tuition prices soaring at home, American students are flocking to Europe for cheaper college options.
There are at least 44 schools across Europe where Americans can earn their bachelor's degree for free. All public colleges in Germany, Iceland, Norway, and Finland are free for residents and international students.
How crazy is it that studying abroad, that used to be for rich kids. That was for pretentious rich people. Now, if you're a baller, you need to go to school in America. Oh, you studied in Berlin? You broke bitch. I went to the Ohio State University. Fetch me caviar! Now, it's bad enough that these degrees are so expensive, but what makes it worse is that they're not necessarily preparing you to earn the money back. Just 1 out of 10 business leaders even believes that college graduates have the skills needed to work in their workplaces. And employers aren't the only ones questioning what colleges are teaching. So are the graduates themselves.
Ever wish you'd picked a different major back in college? Turns out nearly 2 of every 5 American college grads regret the choice they made. Liberal arts majors are the most likely to harbor that deep regret. Nearly half of them say they wish they'd picked another field of study.
The most regretted major? Journalism.
No. Don't zoom in on my pain. Come back up to my face. I have no regrets about going to school and paying money to learn journalism just to get on TV to play a fake journalist. I have no regrets. I did real work. I did real journalism. Just show them the work.
Hospital spokesperson Brooke Wilson declined to speak with Family 46 on camera about the events that led up to the hospital's impromptu inspection from Alpha.
You telling me that wasn't real journalism? That was hard-hitting journalism in my daddy's suit. The point is, I had to dig in the closet for the VHS to find them. The point is, many college degrees aren't even setting you up for a career now. Now, back in the day, it didn't really matter that much because just having a degree made you special. In 1960, around 8% of the population had a bachelor's degree. But today, that number's around 40%. Having a college degree now is like having a keyless entry in your car. Everybody got it. Nobody care. But in 1987, you was the man. You had keyless entry in 87. Like, beep, beep. Hey, what you just did? I locked my car. Do it again. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, shit. You the devil. That's magic. So here's where we are, people. We got people spending more money than ever to get a degree that means less than ever, which has left people looking for alternatives. Some people are taking apprenticeships. Some people are taking classes online. And some employers are saying, hell, we'll just train you ourselves. In fact, Google has a $50 a month education service that they've used to place over 75,000 people into jobs at over 150 different companies. Jobs that Google will soon replace with AI, but that's not the point. So long story short, college is too expensive. It doesn't help you get a job. You can learn the same stuff on a computer or in Iceland or Berlin. Half the employers will train you for free. This shit is a bigger scam than Bitcoin. We should abolish college. Y'all heard me? We got to abolish college, man. Ain't messing around with college. Hey, mama. Yes, ma'am, I know you've been in higher education for 40 years. Yeah, mama, I know you march. You told me the stories. I know you march. Yes, I'll put the diploma back on the wall. Yeah, I won't talk bad about college. Yes, ma'am. Okay, side note. College is necessary. It broadens your horizons. And in spite of its costs, I'm an absolutely better man because of the degree and the invaluable lifelong friendships I made along the way. All right. So maybe we don't have to abolish college, but we need to find a way for its benefits to outweigh its costs. Because if a 4-year degree is going to leave you with crippling debt and people not respecting the degree, then maybe we all owe Parking Lot T-Shirt Man an apology because it seems like we're all victims of for-profit education.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.